This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live, and we are kicking off the second hour of this program. We do them 7 nights a week, so if you missed one of them, you can always go to freetalklive.com and download as many episodes as you want, going all the way back to 2006. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
We got a lot to talk about still. In fact, we haven't even gotten into the details.
No.
We've just been kind of talking about all things Bitcoin and cryptocurrency in the last hour. But what started the conversation is this news that the IRS apparently is sending threatening letters out to over 10,000 recipients. And you've got the story, Chris.
Yeah. So the Wall Street Journal is literally, the title says, IRS sending warning letters to more than 10,000 cryptocurrency holders. Mm-hmm. And I find it kind of humorous that they're calling them warning letters, just because it's like these are threats. Yep. I mean, you know, it's not the kind of thing that
I get threatening me.
Yeah. Internal Revenue Service has begun sending letters to more than 10,000 cryptocurrency holders, warning they may have broken federal tax laws. The agency wasn't specific about the possible violations it was reviewing, right, but those who hold digital currencies could be subject to a variety of taxes, especially on capital gains. Yeah, it's, you know, unbelievable that it says, you know, you may be a violator just because you are, right, holding cryptocurrency. They don't
now
know
technically
who is paid and who hasn't.
Yeah. Now, technically, if you buy a silver coin from somebody and sell it to somebody else later at a different price, you're also responsible for capital gains.
Yeah.
But good luck enforcing that.
Yeah, right. I mean, a lot of that is true. The part of the reason why they're able to enforce this is because people are going through these regulated centralized exchanges.
Correct.
And also because they're using non-privacy coins.
I don't think it's so much the non-privacy coins or the fact that they're not privacy friendly. I think it's mostly to do with the fact they're going through these exchanges, because ultimately they need to connect a name and a person to a wallet, and they just, it's not going to be easy to do that without subpoenaing that information from somebody. And they're not going to go and subpoena information for every, you know, I mean, most of these transactions you're probably doing are not even getting your name, right? They're just, you know, if you go to Hot Hogs, right? Hot Hogs doesn't ask you for your name.
When this is a barbecue food truck, right, here in town.
So they're not asking you for that information. So even if they tried to subpoena that business, they wouldn't have that information. Right. On the other hand, the exchanges,
well, they do have information from credit card clients. So if you buy your barbecue
true,
credit card,
but
they
not
know that.
With a non-privacy friendly cryptocurrency.
Sure.
So they wouldn't be able to do it there, but they would be able to do it at the exchange point,
right,
assuming that people are going through these centralized regulated exchanges.
And a lot of them do.
And yeah, and this is true. And I, you know, in some respects, I kind of understand why people do that.
It's convenient.
It's convenient.
It's cheap.
But at the same time, it's not the best way to go about it, especially if you do not want to be a target. I think there's...
Well, you have to take time and effort and spend money in order to acquire privacy. You don't just have it by default. You have to put effort into it. And so for people that are concerned with the IRS knowing their business, or rather not knowing their business, you've got to take some extra steps. You've got to look into other options as far as how to acquire cryptocurrency, buying it from an individual in person. As long as it's not an IRS agent, you're probably fine.
Yeah.
And using some of the crypto vending machines, not all of them. Many of them, sure, want to know your phone number or want you to scan a driver's license. So it's usually buying in person is one of the easier ways to do this, or using some sort of a decentralized exchange like maybe local.bitcoin.com. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and one of the other ways people can buy is just they can still use the banking system. They just, you don't want to go through the regulated exchanges. So you can go, I believe, I don't know how easy this is or where you would go today, but I know, like, back in the day, I purchased cryptocurrency by going to a bank, depositing cash,
yeah,
and getting my crypto sent to me.
So someone else's bank account. You went to someone else's bank account.
Right. You go to the bank of the person who
That's what happens on, selling you the cryptocurrency. The old site, Local Bitcoins, which is the other site that does Bitcoin BTC. Mm-hmm. I've sold on there for years, and that's how I do it. I have people deposit cash into a bank account. Now, I've tried that on local.bitcoin.com, and there's very few. There's very little interest in that right now. On that particular site, and that may be because it may be because it's just a new site. It's smaller. It's only been around for not even two whole months yet.
Right, at this point,
so it may not have grown to that point, or maybe its client base is more interested in privacy, and so maybe they're afraid of going to a bank or whatever. I don't know.
It's going to be a lot more difficult to go after people based off of that type of transaction. It's not that it would be impossible. It's just it makes it difficult. And the more difficult you make it for the government, the less likely you're going to end up being a target.
That's true.
So I think it's at the end of the day, it's not even like you have to take extreme steps for most people anyway.
You're going to pay more, right? So if you do one of these bank deposit things, you're going to pay more than go through Coinbase.
Do you have an idea like what the difference in fees are and stuff?
Yeah.
Because
on the other site, if you go there, you're probably going to pay, you can pay as little as like 4%.
Okay.
Which is four times what you'd pay on Coinbase, or close to four. It used to be four. I think they raised it. I think Coinbase went from 1% to 1.5. So more than twice, what you would pay on Coinbase.
Interesting. But then again, if you take into account of if you're doing large transactions, like $20,000 plus of transactions, all of a sudden it may make more sense to, pay that little bit of a percentage, because ultimately if the IRS comes after you, that's going to be more
going to cost you.
Right. What's that going to cost you?
Yeah.
So personally, I would not use a centralized exchange for just the headaches that it causes. It's not to say that I'm not necessarily, I'm violating any laws. It's simply to say that I'd rather not have to worry about, the IRS scrutinizing my, my records. So just for that alone, I think it makes it worthwhile.
Now, of course, there are exchanges that are located outside of the United States jurisdiction, and I have to wonder, what are those exchanges? What would they say to the IRS if the IRS sent them a threatening letter? I mean, because they're not in the same jurisdiction.
Yeah.
They could just be like, screw you.
It's a good question. I think part of the reason why it's more, and I don't know this, I'm not sure exactly what the story is, but I think a lot of the exchanges, at least, won't do business with you if you're in the U.S. and
many
they don't
won't.
Operate in the U.S.
You're correct. Many of them won't.
And I don't know. I don't even know that you can go into a – like, so let's say there's a – I'm trying to think some of the banks. I'm trying to think the Hong Kong one. I'm trying to think the major Hong Kong bank. But it's basically a bank that's in the United States, and they also have a lot of banks overseas as well. But I don't think you're going to be able to go into that bank account and make a deposit, but you might be able to if you have a U.S.-denominated account overseas in Hong Kong, and then you go into one of their branches here. But the thing with that is there's not as many branches here except if you're in a major city. If you're in Keene, it's going to be very difficult to purchase from that exchange or from somebody overseas with a U.S.
It's difficult to use these exchanges, period, because of all the government rules and the know your customer and all the hassles, and the banks are very uncomfortable. If they detect that you're sending money to a Bitcoin exchange, many banks will just go ahead and cut you off. They'll just go ahead and cancel your account. I've had accounts canceled that did nothing else besides, wire money to Bitcoin exchanges.
Yeah, you might be able to do a wire transfer to a bank overseas, though. Now, that's probably going to cost
international wire transfers are a different kettle of fish, though. They asked me when I opened my bank account today whether I wanted to do international bank wire transfers, because they have to set up the account differently, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I do international wire transfers all the time, not to purchase cryptocurrency, mind you,
for your business,
but for my business, I pay suppliers in China and other places, for in Hong Kong and I don't know, Thailand and Europe and whatever. I do lots of international transactions with wire transfers still, and it doesn't seem to be all that difficult. There is a fee, there's a cost of doing that, but if you're purchasing a large quantity, it probably makes sense from a fee perspective. I don't think I've actually done this, so I'm not really sure exactly what the details are, but one of the things that they do ask is, what is the transaction?
What's the purpose of the transaction?
So I don't know exactly what you might put down for that, but presumably
You know, you could be somewhat broad.
Investment.
Yes, maybe.
How specific are you with computer goods? Do you say computer stuff, or do you just say I sold them stuff?
Usually I think they just put down to pay a bill or something to that effect.
Huh.
And they
so
go
they don't even know what the bill is for.
Right, exactly.
More coming up here. Your thoughts, welcome. And I imagine there's a little more on this story about the IRS.
Oh, yeah, we probably go on a little
longer.
Share
some of that as well. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we're going to see the end of the free internet. That's what Reason.com is saying. Coming up.
I'm crazy about My Magic Mutt. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mutt. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
This is a special alert. For business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you're invited here. If you want to join us, you can. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. The IRS threatening cryptocurrency users. folks who may have purchased or sold Bitcoin on exchanges like Coinbase, specifically Coinbase, we think, they're coming after them, or at least that's what they want you to believe. They would love for you to tell them all about everything you've ever done with cryptocurrency so they can determine how much money you should pay them. At least that's what I presume this is going to be. We have not read these letters. I don't know if any of them are available yet, but
Chris, I didn't see an actual copy of a letter, unfortunately, in the story that they linked to. So there's no source info, but this is, they're quoting from the letters, I believe.
Oh, so somebody has received one of these?
From what I understand.
So, by the way, before we go on with that story, I do want you to know how to get 20% off of My Magic Mud. You go to MyMagicMud.com. It's black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth. Yes, that's right. You put black powder on your teeth, and it helps get them whiter. Seems counterintuitive, but it actually works. And it's available in most health food stores like Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, and even Walmart's Natural Beauty aisle. But why bother leaving where you are when you can just go to MyMagicMud.com and save 20% by using code FTL20. That's FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. So tell me more from this story. You said this is the Wall Street Journal?
Yeah, so this is from the Wall Street Journal. Taxpayers should take these letters very seriously. The IRS is expanding efforts involving virtual currency, IRS Commissioner Chuck Redding said. The agency expects its mailing to be completed by the end of August. Three variations of the letter are being sent, depending on the information the IRS has about the recipient. IRS letters come as Bitcoin, the world's most popular cryptocurrency, has ridden a new wave of optimism in recent months. In mid-July, Bitcoin topped $12,000, more than three times its value at the end of 2018. At the same time, use by drug dealers and other nefarious actors has marred its reputation. The IRS has expressed worries about
unlike
the ability...
the dollar, which has never been spent on such things.
The ability of digital currencies to promote tax evasion.
I think, by the way, somebody studied, you know, because it is a public blockchain and some of the wallets that are run by darknet sites are identifiable. I think that they determined that no more than 1% of all Bitcoin transactions had anything to do with the darknet or any kind of drug deals or anything.
That wouldn't surprise me. Yeah. I mean, I think to some degree there's probably some truth in that most cryptocurrency users are not reporting on their taxes the capital gains.
Absolutely not.
But I think that's, you know, I don't think... Honestly, most people are, yes, and I think most people are not, they're also not using, they're not just investors using cryptocurrency. So it's like, if you have a little bit of cryptocurrency, it's just not, it's unlikely they're going to go after you. If you're not doing at least $20,000 worth, the IRS isn't even getting your information from Coinbase as an example.
Well, they want to go after people who can pay up.
Right. An IRS spokesman declined to say how it learned about the targeted cryptocurrency holders and their transactions, which we really already
know
because of previous lawsuits involving Coinbase. One possible source is information provided to the agency by cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase.
Mm-hmm.
In mid-March of 2018, Coinbase provided data under a federal court order on about 13,000 accounts as requested by the IRS. So it was somewhere between 10 and 14.
Yeah.
Coinbase turned over data on its customers who bought, sold, or sent or received digital currencies worth $20,000 or more, this is U.S. dollars, between 2013 and 2015. So presumably it's only people who are using it also during that time period, it sounds like. So
I'm surprised that it's only during that time period because they turned over the data more recently than 2015. That happened
in
like 20...
Well, the thing is, they would have written the demand when the case was filed.
Huh.
They would have probably demanded between this date and that date, and the end date doesn't change as the case progresses.
If it's only 2013 to 2015, I may not be in that listing because I was buying a lot on Coinbase
hilarious.
At that time.
Okay. Yeah. They'll target you for something else.
From Coinbase.
Oh, I'm definitely
under
investigation.
Sure. Right. Like, I mean,
100%, yes, no doubt.
These days?
Yeah. Right. I mean,
there's no doubt about it. They targeted my ex-girlfriend, tried to intimidate her, and they even targeted one of my buyers on the local Bitcoins site. Somebody who'd purchased from me, they showed up at his house. Wanted to ask him questions about me.
Wow.
And, you know, it's funny.
This was
like,
within the last couple
how much
months.
Would they even know, right? Like, somebody that bought
crypto from you that they couldn't find out themselves by buying crypto.
Well,
from you.
Plus that other site is more than happy to hand over data to federal agents because
right.
they have all the transaction history. They
right,
have
right.
all the trend, you know, the discussions you've had with the customers and everything. Unlike local.bitcoin.com yep. where it's encrypted.
Yep.
Now, I don't know if it's just to be clear. I don't know if the transaction details are encrypted on that site. I know that the conversations
okay.
between buyers and sellers are.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I think. I mean, the part that is essential,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure they do have access to it, unless it's destroyed after 7 days along with the conversation keys.
Well, but remember, you can sign up for an account without using any identifiable information.
Yeah, I was just about to say, does it really matter? Because
yeah,
as, long as, they don't know, as long as they don't have a list of subpoena that's easily usable, they're probably going to target easier
They want the
software.
Easy targets.
Yeah, easy targets. Yeah. They're not going to go after you. They're going to go after the regulated exchanges.
Right.
The data include the customer's name, taxpayer. Right here is exactly how you know
this
that
is what Coinbase turned over.
Yeah, this is what they were collecting.
Customer name,
right? Customer's name. They have the taxpayer identification number,
sure.
Birthday and address. I mean, whenever somebody asks you for that information, you know that they're it's going to get used to you know reported to the IRS. Basically,
it could be used against you. Yeah.
Plus account statements and the names of counterparties.
I don't know what that is. Like the counterparty.
I guess who you maybe sent the money or Bitcoin to from Coinbase? I'm not really sure.
Wait, what was it about counterparties?
Plus account
statements. That was information they gave over.
And the names of counterparties.
Yeah, well, counterparties are the people you traded with.
Maybe if you traded with them on Coinbase, but if you were sending money off of Coinbase, they wouldn't know where it was going.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, they might or might not.
How would they know?
They generally wouldn't, unless you unless that person were to identify, hey, I've got this Bitcoin address,
right, I mean,
and
if it was
this person.
In this
yeah,
thing.
I mean, so published Bitcoin addresses, yeah. they could give information about
right.
the counterparty, but even the QR code it was sent to, our QR code, that's silly, even the address yeah, that it was sent to is counterparty information. It's
true.
The primary key of the counterparty
oh,
database.
Yeah, for sure.
It's just hard to get the rest of the row.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going. They already have so many people to go after already.
Yeah.
It would be futile to try and track down people just based off I want to say QR code now, but based off
yeah.
a wallet address.
Mm-hmm.
The representative for Coinbase declined to comment in terms of the actual people who have crypto digital or capital gains. Most of them are not prepared because they have not been filing crypto taxes based on conversations with thousands of our users, said Chandan Lunda. Chief executive and co-founder of CoinTracker, a digital currency tax software company. I've never even heard of this. So there's actually tax software specifically for crypto? That's interesting. Mr. Lodha said that many cryptocurrency exchanges weren't built to provide users with transaction histories. Without such histories, investors would have had to keep track of their transactions by hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is why I think the way the IRS is basically going to do it is they're going to take the maximum dollar amount of the cryptocurrency at the point, so 20,000 roughly,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to use that as the basis for how much you owe.
But if you haven't even sold it yet?
Well, assuming that you haven't kept track of it, basically. So assuming that you can't say, oh, I didn't sell it yet, they're going to just assume the maximum.
And how are they going to even prove you have it? Unless it's sitting in your Coinbase
account.
They're
going to base it off of what you bought from Coinbase.
But that doesn't mean you have it. You know?
Oops, I sent it to a strange wallet.
Right.
And lost
well,
the
you
were,
up it's your responsibility.
And Philadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is in Jacksonville, Florida, touring and speaking at the Miller Electric Company in Jacksonville.
We've unleashed American energy and now are a net exporter of oil and natural gas to the world. We've had free and fair trade deals being negotiated, including the USMCA that goes before Congress soon, and this president signed the largest tax cuts and tax reform in American history. That's what we call promises made and promises kept, Florida.
Speaking at the White House on Friday, President Trump criticizes the French for imposing a digital tax on U.S. technology companies.
They didn't do the right thing. When they start taxing our companies, we tax our companies. They don't tax our companies.
The president also noted he prefers American wine to French wine, although he doesn't drink. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it is Free Talk Live, and we'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. That we've been focusing on the purported IRS crackdown on cryptocurrency buyers and sellers. They're going after people ostensibly from exchange Coinbase, but maybe they've got some data from elsewhere that we don't know about.
It's possible.
It sounds like it's likely just all going to be Coinbase because we know they managed to extract around 10 or 14,000 user info from Coinbase through a legal process within the last couple of years. And they're saying here they're sending out about 10 or so thousand letters. And these letters are intended to threaten people into revealing their stash, basically, or what? I'm still not real clear because we haven't actually seen one of these letters yet. Hopefully we know when we know we'll receive one of them, but who knows?
I am kind of interested, though.
I'm curious to see what they say as well. Because the start of the story that you're sharing from the Wall Street Journal says the letters indicate that someone may be liable for taxes on their cryptocurrency, and that suggests that the IRS doesn't really know. They'd like you to determine whether or not you're liable.
This next line here is actually the most interesting and references exactly that.
Let's get deeper into it. Go right ahead.
This is a problem that people should have been paying attention to for a long time, he said. The sternest version of the letter released Friday asks recipients who believe they have followed the law to sign a statement declaring under penalty of perjury that they are in compliance with tax laws.
No! Wow.
So basically, they're going to try and get people to
That's
commit perjury.
Crazy.
They're going to try and get people to commit perjury, so when they go after them,
They'll have this.
They have another.
Evidence.
Yeah, they have another thing. Basically,
I would put that in the shredder.
Yes, I would definitely not sign this, especially without talking to a lawyer first.
Yeah, because how could you know? I mean,
well,
I just
for
like
one,
to
there's no way you can
well,
be compliant with tax laws. It's so complicated.
Right.
The other thing is, if you maybe spent $100,000 in cash buying Bitcoin and threw it in a wallet, maybe at the peak of it, then, you know, you may well have a loss. And since it was cash, mm-hmm. there wouldn't be any record of that transaction. They can't prove it didn't happen. You know, there's... I think they're going to have a very, very difficult time with this whole thing. My first approach to this, if I was acting pro se, would be, okay, prove that I own Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean to own Bitcoin?
I mean,
is it a thing? Can I have it? Can you give it to me? Then
right.
where is it?
Can you find it here?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
Peter Schiff is not backed by anything.
I think all they're going to do is, you know, present the records from Coinbase showing that you did this thing. Now, I think the argument is, well, how do you know that it was me? You had my information, but that doesn't necessarily
right.
mean it was me.
Could have been somebody
right.
else using the account.
Right.
And beyond that, they can't prove where it went after it left Coinbase. Unless it's still sitting on Coinbase, they don't know where that Bitcoin ended up. They have no idea.
Maybe you threw it in a wallet and then lost your key?
Or it fell off a boat in a boating accident or whatever. You never know.
That'll happen.
Yeah.
I lost some guns and a Bitcoin wallet that way.
Mm-hmm. It's tragic, these boating accidents.
Yeah, the mildest warn, so there's different letters or versions of it. The mildest letter warns that the recipient may not know the requirements for reporting transactions. Yeah, because they were not, there was no documentation on how you were supposed to even do this, and there still really isn't. Up until
I maintain that
recently.
It's near impossible to try to actually report
yeah.
how much you have made, unless you've only ever bought one, you know, one time
yep.
and sold one time. Then you really it's all going to get lost in the you know, all the various different transactions that you might have had over the years. But one of the things that I wanted to point out here is they're just trying to scare people into compliance. That's what
yeah.
I think this is all about. Because I remember hearing, I think it was like. I don't know if it was 2017, but it was a couple years ago. There was some statistic that was released, and I'm sorry, I don't remember who released it. I don't know if it came from the IRS or if it came from Coinbase, but they basically somebody put out a statistic showing how many people had actually filed whatever paperwork the IRS wants you to file on your cryptocurrency ownership / sales, and it was only like a few hundred or 700 people, like almost nobody. Almost nobody reported
yeah.
their cryptocurrency to the IRS. So you know they're mad about that.
I think it was like 200 to 800 people or something like that.
It was
that,
very low.
Yeah, it was
less than 1,000 people across all of the United States that had reported their crypto. And you know there's tens of thousands of them. So only
it's
a
more
fraction.
Than there's more than tens of thousands. As big
yeah.
as this is, I would say easily hundreds of thousands to a million
yeah.
at least.
So most people,
yeah.
the super majority of them, did not report anything to the IRS. And this is one of the ways that they're trying to strike back. They're mad
right.
about it.
Right, right.
Well, if and when they act against these people,
mm-hmm.
okay.
You mean more than just sending a letter?
Yes. There's going to be a first time that they move beyond threatening. When they arrest
right.
somebody, when they put a lien on somebody's
freeze
property.
A bank account.
I think it behooves us as crypto users, when that happens, to show up in mass.
You know what I would love
show
with that
up
person?
By the 100,000.
You know what
and
I would
protest.
Yeah.
And shut down whatever town this is happening in. There's a lot of us out there.
Mm-hmm. But you know what we need is actually the letters. We need to subpoena the names and addresses of the people who receive these letters in order to organize. I mean, until we have that information, it makes it very difficult to organize.
That's probably true, although...
But most people aren't going to want to stand up. You know, they're going to just...
You got
to
start somewhere,
man.
Though. I mean, you know that more than anybody.
They caught me. What do I do to pay? How do I jump through the hoops? I mean, I hope somebody does stand up because that person would deserve some
but
support.
But it's easier to stand up if you know everybody else is going to stand up.
Yeah, but everybody else won't stand up.
Well, even if there's a larger percentage of people stand up. Even if there's a small percentage of
people. The more people who stand up, the better.
Right,
that's definitely true. And it makes it harder and harder for
us. It's hard to stand up as a single individual, but if you can organize a percentage of those people to stand up, it becomes a heck of a lot easier because now they actually, at IRS, has to do some work.
So far, almost everyone who has been arrested for selling on local bitcoins has taken a plea deal.
Right, and that's because they're a single individual. It's almost impossible to stand up when you're a single individual. But when you have multiple people, when they have 100, when they have 1,000 cases to prosecute, it becomes a lot harder.
That's if they open up.
What if we took up a collection for the poor guy who ends up in jail, which is going, somebody's going to end up in jail.
I mean, these are probably people that they're going after that don't need that, though.
So why not set up a fund for the defendant to basically indemnify or to pay him, because some people will go to prison for a certain amount of money for a certain period of time.
Are you volunteering, Rich?
I'm not volunteering. I've already played this game, and I did it for free, and I didn't like it.
Well, I think Chris makes a good point. I mean, it's possible that a lot of these people they're going after are already fairly well-heeled. And that may be one of the reasons why they're targeting early buyers from 2013, 2014.
Oh, yeah.
Because the IRS is figuring that they've made a bunch of money, right? Like if they bought 10,000 bitcoins or whatever at a buck a piece.
The thing is, I was well healed the day before the FBI arrested me. The day after, not so much.
And I would agree with Rich on this one detail is you need to if you were on Coinbase between that period and you had done more than $20,000 in transactions, this is the time to talk to a lawyer and put them on retainer, because once they take your money, you don't have that money to pay a lawyer.
Pay the attorney.
Right. Yeah. But if the lawyer has it prior to your arrest,
you're good.
You're good.
Right.
They can't take that money. So now is the time to put the money with the retainer. Once that you can get that money back from the retainer,
if they do nothing.
Right. Yeah.
Is there a tax lawyer that anybody knows who actually owns crypto? Because he's got to be thinking about his own case, and he would be the most appropriate person to set this up. But, basically he's building a new specialty. There is no crypto. There are no crypto lawyers.
I've met them at the trade shows.
I wouldn't
crypto lawyers, I mean, there haven't been that many cases.
No, that's true. There aren't
that many lawyers with understanding of the technical issues
There's not enough case law at this point, I think is what it comes down to. We have lawyers who have definitely done their homework to the extent that they can.
Well, I hope we do something to indemnify those who fall.
Speaking of lawyers, I've got a story that I just came across actually during the show about Christopher Cantwell. Apparently his lawyer, the crying Nazi former host on Free Talk Live, his lawyer is apparently dropping him.
Yikes.
from his case.
A guy a lawyer won't deal with.
More coming up.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard heard right. Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Oh, that was...
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can take control of the airwaves. And we're going to give you an update on what's going on with Christopher Cantwell, the former Free Talk Live host who we fired because he turned out that he became a white nationalist and then ultimately embracing the term Nazi.
Illinois Nazis? I hate Illinois Nazis.
He's not from Illinois. He's from New York.
Nah, it's a line from the Blues Brothers.
I haven't seen that movie since I was a kid. But anyway, Charlottesville lawyers have now dumped Christopher Cantwell, and the story here is coming from the Daily Beast. We'll share that with you on the way here. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, if you want to accept cryptocurrency at your business, maybe you've got a local shop with, brick-and-mortar building and if people come in to buy stuff from you, or maybe you are a service provider and you go to your customers and you want to make it easy for them to pay you with crypto like Bitcoin or Dash or Zcash and others, you can do that by going to helpmetakebitcoin.com and get started there. It is super easy. It's way easier than you think that it might be to get started. In fact, you don't even have to go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. You can just download the AnyPay Take Crypto app from the iOS or Android app stores and just start right through the app. But if you want to walk through, go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. That's helpmetakebitcoin.com. It really is so easy to do, and I love it. We just used AnyPay today when we were out at a local Bitcoin meetup to buy some delicious barbecue. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. Here's a story from the Daily Beast. This is about the Charlottesville conflict with the white supremacists versus the Antifa, which you may recall from the summer of 2017. Former Free Talk Live host turned crying Nazi Chris Cantwell apparently has now been dropped by his attorneys. According to the story, one won't pay his legal bills and keeps threatening attorneys. The other is on the run. These two white supremacists are so awful, their own lawyers are dumping them. Chris, the crying Nazi Cantwell, and Robert Asmodor Ray were two prominent marchers during 2017's deadly white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. Since then, the pair have been named in a sprawling lawsuit against many of the rally's key players. Now, remember, Cantwell ended up getting arrested for ostensibly releasing a pepper spray, basically, because apparently it's illegal to do that, whether or not it actually ends up contacting somebody in Virginia. They arrested him. They put him in a jail cell. He was charged with a few different charges. And ultimately, after several months, they ended up letting him out on bail to where he finally did take a plea deal, pled down from felony charges to a misdemeanor. I think he only got convicted of one misdemeanor charge. I forget what the actual charge was that he got convicted on.
The law that they charged him with was pretty ridiculous.
It was. And ostensibly, he was using it in self-defense purposes.
Right.
And two of the accusers who say that he attacked them with the pepper spray, they weren't actually attacked by Chris Cantwell, and video evidence proved it. So they didn't really have that much of a case, but they went after him because of who he was, because of his prominence.
He's a big name in the conservative
community. Now, did he take a plea?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, because ultimately, at the end of the day, you know, everything's stacked against you, and he knew it.
Yeah, I mean, he could walk away with retaining his gun rights rather than face felony charges in court. I mean, it seemed like probably the right thing to do in that case.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want to lose his gun rights, and he didn't.
Yeah, I can tell you that having taken the other road and lost mine, it really sucks living without the ability to defend yourself. I mean, luckily I can fight because I never learned to run. But other than
you can fight without
I'm
a gun against a gun.
Huh?
You can fight against a gun without a gun.
Depends on how close he is to me.
Okay.
If he's close to me, I will kill you before. If I see it coming, I'll kill you before you get your gun out.
Okay, fair enough.
So back to the story here. Lawyers Elmer Woodard and James Kolnick have made a name for themselves representing Nazis. Their biggest case is ongoing: Sines versus Kessler lawsuit, in which Charlottesville locals are suing the white supremacists who brought terror to their city in 2017. But Woodard and Kolnick are drawing the line at representing Ray and Cantwell. Ray, a blogger and podcaster for a white supremacist website, has been a fugitive since June of 2018, according to the website Angry White Men. He's wanted in Virginia on a felony count of releasing pepper spray against anti-racist protesters at the Charlottesville riot. Footage from the rally shows Ray describing the attacks as, quote, glorious. He says, "I personally, literally, gassed half a dozen of them." He uses a very nasty word that I won't say there. With Ray on the run, his lawyers have been mostly unable to contact him, except by leaving comments on a white supremacist forum imploring him to call his attorneys, they claimed in the Thursday filing. Quote, "Defendant Robert Ray has not been available by phone or email for most of the case," unquote. Counsel had to request contact through an alternative means, and Mr. Ray would then call. For more than 6 weeks, Ray has been absent from said comment area. Woodard and Kolnick, the attorneys, have not heard from Ray in at least that amount of time. Although Ray stopped posting in the comment area, he did release a podcast as recently as this week. Cantwell's activities, meanwhile, are well known. His problem is he can't stop posting. On the messaging platform Telegram, Cantwell allegedly made violent comments against Roberta Kaplan, the lead attorney for the plaintiffs in the case. A convicted criminal who glorifies violence to his followers, Cantwell might have put the case at risk by inciting violence against Kaplan, her team alleged in a filing earlier this month. Kaplan's team asked for sanctions against Cantwell. Meanwhile, Integrity First for America, a civil rights group backing the lawsuit, said it's raising money to ensure the lawyer's physical safety. Mm-hmm. Quote, "Frankly, threats like this are why IFA is fundraising for security costs. We need to ensure our legal team and plaintiffs are safe," said the executive director for that group.
And that's a serious thing, because issuing a credible threat is considered assault as a tort. And that means that you can basically sue somebody for damages for that. That's what you would probably see in a free society, would be common law courts that handled torts.
I want to know what these threats are, because I'm a little skeptical. A lot of the white supremacist name calling is just that. It's name calling. It's not they're not genuine threats. Now maybe in this case it was, but I'm a little skeptical of it.
Cantwell is not a stupid man.
Yeah.
Generally, he's pretty good at dancing around what he's actually saying. And again, I have not read what they're referring to, so
right.
We don't know what we're doing here is speculating about it. But yeah, it would be interesting to actually read what the allegations are. And that said, I'm also curious to know what the standing of this lawsuit is. Like, exactly what are they suing exactly? The fact that Cantwell showed up and made a stink in Charlottesville? Whoa, what is the damages?
Well, when you say made a stink, are you including the pepper spray?
No, this is a civil suit.
Right, but the thing is, if he pepper sprayed someone or allegedly pepper sprayed someone, then that person also has a tort for damages. That's completely apart from any criminal charge.
Evidence contradicts
but
that.
He wasn't convicted of those acts.
He was not convicted, but the standard of proof
is
in
lower.
A criminal court is beyond a reasonable doubt, and in a civil court
it's preponderance
of the evidence. So 50% plus a feather wins.
Attorneys are at a loss as to how we would be able to argue Ms. Kaplan's concerns and requests for relief as expressed to the court are unreasonable, their filing reads. Continuing, they said, Mr. Cantwell has rendered attorneys' continued representation of him unreasonably difficult, has created a conflict of interest between himself and attorneys' other clients, and has engaged in conduct attorneys consider repugnant or imprudent, says the filing. Lawyers argued they had good cause to withdraw as his attorneys, and they added, quote, Mr. Cantwell has made no effort to pay his outstanding fee invoices, so he's behind in his bills. Mm. After having repeatedly been warned...
It's the fact that he's behind is in his bills, especially to his attorney.
Yeah.
That tells me that the white nationalist movement really doesn't have any power.
They're not backing him.
The first thing they'd be doing is paying his legal bill.
Right. You would think.
You know, I raised $16,000 for an appeal from libertarians in one state.
That's right.
You know,
it's true.
Mr. Cantwell has made no effort to pay his outstanding fees after having been repeatedly warned that attorneys would seek to withdraw if he didn't do so. So his attorney said, hey, look, man, you owe us. And if you don't pay, we're going to stop being your attorney. Spitalnik said Woodard and Kolnick's filing raises the same concerns as the plaintiffs. Quote, this underscores two critical issues we've been raising. One, these defendants have a total disregard for the legal process and the rule of law, which is ironic because Chris Cantwell has recently embraced the rule of law. Anybody who's watched Hippie versus Nazi, which was your debate versus Chris Cantwell, nobody.
Yeah,
would
he
know
came
this.
Out as a statist.
Total statist.
Yep.
And I heard recently Vincent, a former co-host here on Free Talk Live, said Cantwell recently published a 3,500-word pro-police editorial piece.
Are you serious?
On his website.
I'll give that a miss.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450.
Guys are getting what they deserve.
3733. Hour 3's next. This is Free Talk Live.
Ever wanted to hook up with an attractive woman, but you couldn't because you were already in a monogamous relationship? Ever wanted to work when you wanted to work instead of having to report to an office when you would rather have done something else? There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.